come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with Brooke's pick of the month, and that is Sicario from 2015.
Yes, sir.
What made you pick this movie?
Well, a few things. It's Denis Villeneuve movie. And I feel like it's, I don't know, a pretty popular movie. It's been a while since I've seen it. Like, I don't really remember much from it. I thought there was a lot more action in this movie than there was, but
Yeah.
that's okay.
I mean, there was still some.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was more of a drama, like a cop drama, though.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, Denis Villeneuve has some bangers out there.
Yeah.
What made you choose this one over those?
Well, like I said, I feel like this one doesn't really get talked about that much. And I feel like, well, there's more action-y movies than this one, but I felt like couldn't really do Blade Runner 2049 if they were doing Blade Runner first.
It's a fair point.
And like Dune, I don't know. I guess it's kind of action-y, but kind of more sci-fi.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't really have any other kind of action really movies.
Yeah, it's true.
But
I'm not criticizing your pick. I think it was a good pick.
Yeah.
Just break down your mindset.
But yeah, like the run he's on right now, like, is crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like, so I mean, no one really talks about Insomniac that much, but that was 2010. That was one of his first movies. But he did Prisoners and Enemy in 2013, Sicario 2015, Arrival 2016, which is arguably one of the greatest sci-fi movies ever made.
So good.
Blade Runner 2049, and then 4 years later released Dune Part 1, and then Dune Part 2 last year.
He's got a couple ones coming out too.
Yeah, Dune Messiah, obviously.
Well, yeah. And he's got a Cleopatra. Is that him that's doing Cleopatra?
Yeah, and then some nuclear war scenario, which I don't really know what that is, but yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yep.
All right. Well, before we divulge too much information about this movie, we'll kick off our box office news and boom. And what are you drinking tonight?
Just finishing off my pumpkin whiskey and ginger ale.
Nice.
What about you?
Still recommend that pumpkin whiskey? Now that you've gone through a bottle?
That's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just drinking water tonight. Boring. Yeah. All right. What have you watched?
A couple of things. Well, we watched and recorded The Substance. That episode actually drops, I think, today or yesterday. I saw it on there with our friends at XHR, Extreme Horror Replay. We talked about this movie before. Watched Real Pain from last year. It's a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it. I like Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin. They are great. Watched a movie on Prime called The Front Room. Has Brandy in it. That's pretty much all you need to know. not a great movie, but the lady that plays the old lady in this movie was fucking amazing. So creepy and so disgusting, and yeah. So don't really recommend it, but I mean, if you got nothing else to watch, throw it on.
I do want to check it out.
Yeah. And then I watched Oddity from last year, which was high in a lot of people's rankings, but I didn't really enjoy it that much. I don't know. I thought there would have been more to it. Like, I don't know. It wasn't that scary and kind of the story. It was all right.
You didn't find it that scary, eh?
No, not
Okay.
really at all, to be honest.
There were some fucking jump scares that got me in that movie. All
Yeah.
right.
But yeah. And then Bettina and I started this new show on HBO called The Pitt, which I've told Mark about. It is a ER drama, but it is probably one of the most realistic doctor ER shows I've ever seen. Like I've watched a few episodes here and there of Grey's Anatomy, and like that kind of has like the relationships and stuff, but this is like just fucking balls to the wall, just go, and yeah, there's only three episodes there right now, which is kind of disappointing, but new episodes come out on Thursdays, so
Nice.
definitely recommend that.
Yeah, I was telling Sarah about it. She check it out.
But yeah, what about you?
Very nice. So obviously I watched The Substance as well. And then I watched Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me, because sadly we lost David Lynch this past well last week. And I never watched this movie, so
And it was his birthday yesterday too.
yeah, I saw that. So yeah, I never watched this movie, so I wanted to check it out. And it was okay. It's like I know a lot of people love this movie, but I don't know, it just didn't really hit the mark for me. Maybe I was expecting too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking weird movie. I mean, it's directed by David Lynch, so.
Have you ever watched the show Twin Peaks?
No.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't
Yeah,
know.
like I never watched Twin Peaks either, but I just know like that's kind of one of those out there TV shows, right?
And then yeah, the 18th of Saturday. So I was home alone with the kids all day. Sarah was at work. Hunter just randomly saw this Iron Man and Hulk movie on Prime and he wanted to watch it. And it was dog shit, but
That's quite the team up.
he liked it.
Yeah.
It was in 2000, it came out 2013, so like it wasn't animated, it was just like shitty CGI animation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing, but
Huh.
whatever. And then I made them watch How to Train Your Dragon.
Nice.
It's been a minute since I've watched that, and man, the movie's so good.
Yeah.
And then I finally watched Heretic or Heretic. I
Nice.
don't know how. I know there's two pronunciations of it, but really good movie from 2024.
Okay.
Hugh Grant was so good, man.
Yeah, that's all I hear.
Yeah, he played his role amazing. It took a little bit of a twist at the end that I wasn't really expecting, but it was overall
Okay.
a really good movie. And then I also watched the Speak No Evil remake, which, like in my review, I said like admittedly, like I was kind of pissed off that they were remaking this movie. I felt like it didn't need
Yeah.
to be made. But I think they did a decent enough job with it. Like, and I think it's part and partial because of James McAvoy and how good
Yeah.
he did.
Yeah.
Like, these roles are just, he's born for these roles. Like, he's incredible playing a psychopath. And dude, he is so fucking jacked, man. When he's walking around with just his muscle shirt on, I was like, oh my God.
That all. It reminded
This.
me of Split.
Yeah, like this guy's just body goals, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a lot more than I expected I would.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, other than that, we've been watching the Beast Games.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah. How's
Oh
that?
man, it's like it's good, but it's so brutal. Like ruthless.
Okay.
The challenges and shit and like the stuff
Yeah.
that he entices them with, it's just like, oh man, you are a sadistic motherfucker. It's a really good game show, though. I definitely
Okay, nice.
recommend
I'll have to
checking
check
it
that
out.
out. It keeps popping up on my Google TV, like the one of the first things
Yeah.
it recommends, so
Yeah, it's a fun one. But yeah. All right, as for the box office, we have a few new movies. So in fifth place, we have Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. which brought in 6.5 mil. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in fourth place, it brought in 8.6. Wolfman in third place brought in 10.8, and that
Nice.
was his opening weekend. In second place, we have One of Them Days, which I never heard of.
Me either.
It has Kiki Palmer and SZA in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in second place with 11.8. And then in first place is Mufasa, bringing in 12 mil. And it's racking in the money, man.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
206 mil in 2 weeks.
Damn.
So it's doing all right. Nosferatu sadly has slowed right down.
Yeah.
It's only at 89.2 total domestic. Yeah. Not much else on here. What do we got for 4K?
Okay. So 4K, we got six Tarantinos, got
Nice.
Jackie Brown, Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, Steelbook of all of them.
Oh, those steelbooks are sick.
Reservoir Dogs, Mr. Pink Edition. Venom the Last Dance. That's a sick
That
ass cover.
that's a very cool cover.
Still haven't seen the second one, so I got some work to do.
Oh, really?
April Fool's Day, which
Nice.
is a very old episode of ours.
Yeah, on Elm Street, yeah.
Yeah.
That was season one.
Yeah. Reindeer Games, Murder by Decree. Smile 2 comes out this week. That's a pretty sick still book. I like that.
Do you know that guy is Jack Nicholson's son?
Yeah.
Fucking wild, eh? You can see it
Oh,
now that you know.
you can really tell, yeah.
Yeah.
The Last Voyage of the Demeter, Vampires, The Cell,
Oh, your favorite
and
movie.
yeah, fuck. The Substance, which actually we talked about that with XHR. Megalopolis, which, oh, that's pre-order TBA, never mind. And The Grifters on Criterion. That's it.
That's a pretty solid list of movies.
Yeah, it was.
I almost rented Venom 3
Oh,
whenever
did you?
I was going through my renting kick, but I think it was still like $20 or $25. And I was just like, ah.
Yeah, it'll probably be on like Disney Plus or whatever streaming site.
The other ones aren't on Disney, are they?
You would think so.
I can't remember if they are. Because it's Sony, isn't it?
Yeah, they got the Spider-Man's on there.
Yeah, true.
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I feel like I've never seen them on there though. I don't know. Anyways, ready to kick off this movie discussion?
Yes, sir.
All right. Like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Sicario from 2015. Starting off with the synopsis. An idealistic FBI agent is enlisted by a government task force to aid in the escalating war against drugs at the border area between the US and Mexico. I mean, just put up a wall, guys. Jesus Christ. That's the
Yeah.
solution to everything.
Yeah.
We've already talked about this, but it was directed by Denis Villeneuve. Obviously, he's done Dune 1 and 2, Blade Runner 2049, Arrival, Prisoners, blah, blah, blah. We've already talked about it. But it was also written by Taylor Sheridan, who created
Oh,
Yellowstone. So
okay.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Our cast, we have Emily Blunt playing Kate. This is our second Emily Blunt movie
Yep.
on the podcast. Benicio del Toro plays Alejandro. Josh Brolin plays Matt. And Daniel Kaluuya plays Reggie.
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne. Love it. There's some pretty big names for honorable mentions, but see what you got.
Only had one.
Okay.
John Bernthal
Yeah.
played Ted. That's really all I got.
Right. I had him and I had Victor Garber.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember what Garber's in. I feel like if we don't say at least something that he's been in,
Titanic.
Titanic. Whoa.
Titanic, yeah. That's the prequel to Titane. Yeah, Titanic and
That's right. He was in that.
Argo.
Argo, yeah. I just know Ben likes to call us out on our
That's
shit if
true.
we don't. Oh, he was an Alias? Legally Blonde? Oh, yeah, he's in The Flash TV show and The Orville.
Also that guy Jeffrey Donovan, who played Steve, he was in the show Burn Notice, which
Okay.
I've never seen, but I think it's a show. But
Nice.
yeah, pretty much it.
Sweet. All right, let's kick off this movie discussion.
All right. So yeah, this throughout this movie, we get these like little tiny scenes, like 3 4 minutes of just this cop in Mexico, you know, we get him like just at home, kind of doing like his morning routine. You know, he's in bed, his son waking him up like to go to soccer, and his wife's making him breakfast. And then another scene, he's taking his kid to, you know, soccer practice. And I really like how they had this throughout the movie. And then at the ending, you see what his kind of involvement is, which to him, it's not a big really a thing, but to the bigger picture, like it's really dangerous of what he's doing. Let me skipped. Oh shit, I missed a paragraph. So the movie opens up. It kind of explains. Does it say Sicario or Sonara of what means hitman in Mexican?
Sicario.
Sicario, yeah, okay. So it means hitman in Spanish. And so we meet Kate and Reggie. They are just a couple FBI agents. Kate is kind of not seasoned vet, but like she's has a lot of experience. Whereas Reggie is like an ex-lawyer who is like a really smart guy who ends up joining the FBI. They're going on a raid together at a house in Arizona to try and find hostages. What they think is hostages. They get to this kind of abandoned house. There's a couple guys in there. Kate ends up shooting one of the guys in the room, and he ends up shooting her, but she dodges it and misses. And then Reggie sees in the hole in the wall, there's a body in the wall. And like this kind of Saran wrap, and they discover that the whole fucking house is filled with bodies.
Imagine that smell, man.
Oh yeah, you could tell by Reggie, like they're in the kitchen and she's like talking to the one of the superior guys, and then she like kind of like just glanced over at him, and he's like not doing good. She's like, Reggie, you can go inside, you know, here. And he goes inside and just doesn't vomit, but just getting nauseous, right? Meanwhile, the police are looking in the shed outside, and they find kind of a trap door in there, and they're like kind of kicking at the lock, and like, hey, we need some bolt cutters. And as soon as they open the door, just fucking huge ass explosion, and one guy fucking loses his arm, and Reggie is he's okay, but he's, you know, obviously, kind of Kate got hurt by the blast as well, because the glass went in. Yeah, really kind of cool intro scene, I think, to kind of like how the movie's kind of be gonna be a bit.
Yeah, like the action starts off right at the beginning, right? The poor bastard's sitting in the living room just playing PlayStation, and all of a sudden a fucking SWAT van crashes through the wall. It's like, Jesus Christ, this poor bastard.
So later they're at the main office, and Kate and Reggie are kind of sitting outside in the waiting room. There's all her boss and these other guys sitting at this table, and they're kind of discussing stuff. And then they pull Kate in, and we meet Matt, who is kind of the leader of this squad, who like Kate, we don't really learn much about what the fuck his job is, really. Like, we're learning at the same pace as Kate is, right? So pretty much he wants to recruit her. He needs someone to come on the team, and he's kind of telling them about, you know, this Manuel Diaz guy and this guy named Guillermo, who, is a brother who has a cousin, and Case was like, I have no idea who you're talking about right now. And then he's like, oh, it's the Sonora cartel that is the Mexican cartel, and they kind of run things in Mexico. And like, okay, you can leave. And she leaves, and she like notices that Mass was wearing fucking flip-flops. Like, she's like, who the fuck is this guy?
It's like the guy that's on like Zoom meetings and shit. He's wearing a suit up top and just shorts or his boxers underneath.
Yeah, exactly. So then she goes out, and Brady's like, okay, what do they want? And she's like, I have no fucking idea. And then they pull her back in, and he's like, yeah, I want you on my team. You got kind of experience. We're looking for someone like you. And she's like, okay, what are we doing? And he's like, we're gonna find Guillermo and dramatically overreact. And then he like tells her that, okay, what you're doing here is, we're not hiring you. You are volunteering to come with me. And he's like, we're going to El Paso or something like that. Okay. Then it's like, she doesn't know anything really at all. She's going out to the cartel. And like, he's kind of telling her stuff that isn't true or maybe is. So, yeah.
It's so sketchy, like right from the get-go, this whole mission that they're going on.
Exactly.
And it kind of like gets brought back around later on in the movie too with Reggie, because Reggie's like, you guys need to stop leaving us in the dark. Because like this entire time, they haven't been 100% truthful to them and what
No,
they're
they
doing.
haven't. No. Then, like I said before, it cuts to the scene of the cop in Mexico and his family and stuff like that. Then it cuts back to Reggie and Kate. They're on their way to the airport. They get to the military base and they pull up to the gate. They're like, okay, can I see your identification? And then they're like, okay, well, she's on the list, you're not. And Kate's like, well, she's about to make like a big thing about it. And then Reggie's like, no, it's okay. So he drops her off and she's like, I'll let you know when I'm back at the airport over the air.
If I was Reggie, I'd fucking turn around too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I'm out.
exactly. So then she's at the tarmac and she meets Matt, and they're walking to the plane. They get like a private jet, and like even here, she's like, we're flying in this thing, and like Matt's just making kind of jokes like, oh, they never give you guys private jets or something like that. And then like you see a guy standing by the plane, and she's like, who's this? And he's like, don't worry about it. That's what he calls him. Doesn't call his name, he
Remember.
says like something. But anyway, they get on the plane, and all there is the two pilots, Matt, Kate, and this mystery man. And as soon as they get on the plane, Matt just gets on the couch, just lays
Landed.
down, fucking lounges out, and she sits down, and she's like, is like anything, is there food on this flight? And then Matt's just like, well, there's some, I don't know, like funny peanuts in the back there. It's kind of like a self-serve thing we got going on. Then just like falls asleep, and then the guy comes on and he introduces himself. It's Alejandro Benicio del Toro. Okay, nice to meet you. What do you do? Or something, like kind of asks him, and he doesn't really tell her really what he does. And then what does she say? She's like, you ever been to El Paso? Or no, she says, you ever been to they're going to
Juarez.
Juarez. Yeah. And she's like, well, I thought we're going to El Paso. And she's like, turns them back. She's like, we're going to El Paso, right? And he's just like half asleep. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then it's like, okay, where the fuck am I going? I'm going to Mexico? Like, it's crazy. So we kind of learned that Alejandro's job is that he kind of, his specialty is the cartels in Mexico, is what he tells her at the beginning. But his job and what he does is kind of much bigger than that. So she does find out that he is Colombian. He's not Mexican. They
Didn't
are.
he
Yeah,
worked
go
for the
ahead.
Colombian cartel, didn't he? Didn't he say
Yeah,
that?
yeah, yeah. He was a prosecutor in Colombia, I think he says at this point. But yeah, later on in the movie, he does say that he worked for the cartel in Colombia too. So they get to their destination and they're at the border, and she still has no idea what they're doing. She's kind of along for the ride. And so they get to Mexico and they're getting this big, like, federal escort, but all these state police, with like just fucking Humvees and machine guns are going through like the big city. Like, the city's massive. And Alejandro's like in the car with her and kind of like talking to her, telling her kind of a bit stuff. They're going by and they see all these people hum by the bridge, and he kind of tells her like, the stuff they do is like kind of crazy, right? Like the way that they fucking dismember people and all this stuff. They end up getting to a warehouse. Matt goes in and Alejandro goes in for like 2 seconds. You know, they're in and out. Nothing really happens there because they're trying to find this one guy. And as soon as they get there, Alejandro just like is so calm during this whole movie. He's just like, nothing's gonna happen here. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen at the other border we go to. And so Kate is still has no idea what they're doing in Mexico. And they get to the next border, which is kind of confusing because, like, is it a different border that they're at going back to the States now?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they going to a different part of Mexico?
But they get to this border crossing, and it's like jam-packed, and they know that something's going to go down at this spot, and they're like stuck in traffic. And Alejandro tells Kate like, make sure you keep your eye out for state police because they're sometimes the bad ones. And I thought this scene is like so good. Like, nothing really happens. It's the way Denis films this, some of these scenes in this movie, it's just so kind of intense and like quiet and not much going on, but like you're so like into the scenes that he's filming.
Yeah, the cinematography in this movie really kept you engaged in it. I was just looking up to see how dangerous Juarez is. And it just says like most of the violence in the city is due to drug cartels. So basically what we see in the movie. But as of September 2022, the war has taken the lives of 717 individuals, including 87 women. They tell travelers to avoid going to Juarez, basically. I was just wondering, like, I meant to do that in my research on the movie and I forgot to, because like
Well,
it looks.
I looked up and it's the, I think it's the sixth biggest city in North America.
In North America.
It was either in North America or in Mexico, I think.
Okay.
And I think it was like the 12th in North America, maybe. But
Okay.
yeah, it's a big city. It's over a million people. But yeah, what do you think of this kind of second quick action scene that we get?
On the highway?
Like in the at the border where all the cars are stopped and stuff.
The border where all the cars are stopped.
Like they're keeping their eye out, and like at one point, I think it's
Yeah, this is on the highway, is it not?
well, yeah, after they cross the border, they're stuck in the traffic getting onto the highway.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was all right. Yeah, it's fucking intense, man. Like, 'cause they're stuck in traffic and they all have their guns on them in their vehicle. And they look out and they see two or three other cars with cartel members in them. And then one of the cops says, I see a gun. And you see this one guy and he's like fucking tatted up all around his neck, like just from head to toe, covered in tattoos. And he looks like he's bloodthirsty, man. Like he's out for blood. And then he,
It's
they're,
crazy, man.
it's so intense. And one of the cops is like, "Do we get out now?" And they're like, "No, like we wait and see what they do. Whatever they do, we do."
Yeah, pretty much like a match, whatever they do.
So eventually the car door opens up, and then the cops are all like on them, like in seconds, just running across this fucking freeway, in this like dead stop traffic. And they tell this guy to put his gun down, and he's just getting like crazier and crazier in the face. And then he's about to shoot one of the cops, and they just fucking unload on everybody in the car, kill
It's
all
crazy.
four guys in the car.
Because it's like, okay, this guy is standing there with a pistol, and there's like, I don't know, seven fully armed, like bulletproof vests, machine guns. This guy's a pistol, and he's still looking like, I'm gonna kill someone. But like, dude, your odds of killing at least one of them is like not happening.
No, yeah.
So he pulls out, and then they just kill all the guys in the car, and then like another car that was like maybe a car over or a few cars away, they like are put together, they just get shot the fuck up. And then meanwhile, Kate is in the truck, and she like sees the corner of eye a state police guy pull his gun on Kate, and she just turns around and shoots him in the head. Then they just get the fuck out of there.
And she's fucking pissed too. Like, she's like, "What the fuck is going on? Like, I didn't sign up for this shit. Like, that was illegal. Like, what we did. Like, what the fuck's happening?" And again, they just completely keep her in the dark.
And like, what I don't really understand, why did they need Kate in the first place? Because at the first meeting, they say, okay, you have lots of like gun experience and like tactical experience. And that's why they didn't want to take on Reggie. But like, they don't let her do anything really with them.
That's what I was
Like,
gonna say.
was she just like a scapegoat kind of? Like,
I think
did they
so.
need her as a witness to this, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, because at the end of the movie, she has to sign that piece of paper saying that everything was done by the book. So I think they were getting a reputable agent in the FBI that they knew that they could kind of swing their way, in a sense. Not swing their way, but like manipulate her into doing.
That makes sense. Yeah, that
'Cause
makes total sense. 'Cause like, yeah, like the whole movie, like
she doesn't do fuck all.
they're not telling her anything. They don't let her really do much. And then at the end, whenever, you know, she sees something she's not supposed to, I guess they kind of use that as well as kind of a threat. But
Yeah, because if anything, she's more of a hindrance to what they're doing, right? They have to constantly not worry about her, but like you said, they don't let her do anything, right? So she doesn't, I don't know, she's just kind of tagging along. It's almost like she's doing a ride along with them.
I feel like Reggie was the better person for this, because it seemed like he had his head on his shoulders, like at the scene, when the scenes are the end, she's kind of getting like overwhelmed by something, and he like kind of takes control. But I don't think they can take Reggie on because he's a lawyer, right? Like he does stuff by the book, and you know, so he would never sign that, even if they killed him in the end, right? So they do end up getting Guillermo, who is the cousin or something of this manual guy, who is like second in line to like the big guy who they're after. And so they find out that there's a tunnel going to Arizona from someplace in Mexico, and they're smuggling the drugs from this place, from Arizona to this place, I think in Mexico. You know, Kate still has no idea what is happening. Like Matt and Alejandro don't tell her anything. Like she starts smoking because she's so fucking stressed out, and she ends up going up on a roof with one of the other military guys, like the only one who is nice to her. The rest of them are fucking dickheads, man. And he's like, okay, take these binoculars. He's like, look over there. And it's the city, and there's just fucking explosions, explosions, explosions everywhere.
And you can just constantly hear gunfire going off.
So they end up interrogating Guillermo. What do you think they did to get him to talk? I mean, they obviously killed him in the end, but we see Alejandro walking with that fucking huge ass water jug. I'm guessing that they waterboarded him.
Yeah, the assumption is there for sure, or the implication, I mean. Yeah, because they don't, again, they don't tell Kate what they did. They
No.
just, she, because she asks, like, how'd you get the information out of them? They're like,
Yeah.
we had our ways.
Yeah. Because even, what's his name? Steve or whatever the other guy is that's with them. He's like, okay, I'm not staying for this. I'm leaving. So now they're back in the States. They're going to Tuscan, Tuxkin. How do you say that?
Tucson.
Tucson? Wow. So they're at this kind of holding area where they hold all these people crossing the border, and there's like hundreds of them, right? And they have these buses, and they're going to take them back. But Matt and Alejandro need to know which one of these groups came from Tuscan or whatever place.
Tucson.
Tucson. So there's like three or four groups that were from there, Tucson. And
There you go.
so like, okay, everyone else get on the bus, you're going back to Mexico. And Alejandro goes up to them and is asking them like, have you who here has been to the States before? And like people raise their hand and he's like, okay, where were you living? And someone says like Arizona or Texas or whatever, and then one guy says Tucson. He's like, oh, okay, I'll ask you about so and so, right? And at this point, Reggie Wayne is with them, and they're kind of asking Matt and Elementor, like, what are we doing? What are we asking these people? Like, and then finally, Reggie is like, okay, I've had enough of this shit. Like, Matt, talk, let's go now. And Matt's like, okay, yeah, sure. And then Reggie kind of calls him out. He's like, what the fuck are we doing here? And he ends up telling him, like, we got the information from this Guillermo guy. We're trying to find this Manuel guy. But to find him, we need to have evidence that he's like committing crimes. So they're like, okay, like, was that so hard?
I love the interaction between Reggie and Matt too, because Reggie's like, if you don't tell us what's going on, I'm walking. And Matt's just like, okay, go ahead. Like, we didn't want you. She did. It's just like, we didn't ask for you to be here. And then Kate's like, well, if he walks, I walk too. And then that's whenever Matt kind of gives them a little bit of information, but still not the whole story.
So they end up going to a bank somewhere, and they're kind of doing, they're like a van doing like security kind of watching. They're trying to find info on this guy committing some sort of crime with money, like smuggling money or laundry money, excuse me. And they can't find anything. And then finally, Kay just says, well, fuck this. And she goes running to the bank with Reggie. And like Matt and Alejandro are like, what the fuck you doing? Don't go in there. Cause like, there's cameras in the bank. And obviously, the cartel has the means of finding, seeing who's in there stuff, right? And they end up finding out that Manuel was putting like $5,000 every day for 5 years into a credit line or loan or something. Basically, I guess that if you go into a negative balance on a credit loan, I guess that the government doesn't look at it or see it. Something like that. So.
Yeah, it was $9,000 a day,
Oh, nine
and
thousand, yeah.
because if they keep it under 10,000 per day, then they don't get taxed on it, or they don't get red flagged or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think he had accumulated like $9.8 million or
It was a lot
something.
of money. Yeah. So they go back to Kate's boss and they pretty much say, like, he says, like, we can't really prove anything off of all this, right? Like, so then meanwhile, Reggie and Kate end up going to a bar, have a couple beers. They end up meeting Ted, who is a Phoenix police officer who has known Reggie for a while, and he kind of, him and Kate kind of get along, and they end up going back to Ted's place or Kate's place to hook up. And I don't know if I missed something quickly in this scene, but like, it seemed like, did Kate find something in the apartment, or did he say something? Because she kind of like went off like out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, so he unbuckled his keys from his belt loop, and on his key ring he had like one of those Livestrong bracelets, but it was pink and white and purple.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it was like a girl's, and she kind of clued in that like he was maybe part of all this trafficking.
So she ends up fighting with him and tries to shoot him, and he kind of beats her the fuck up, and that he's like choking her, and he's like, you made me do this, this is your fault. And then is it a no where like he like looks up and there's Alejandro with a fucking gun to his head. It's like,
That was a badass scene
it was,
with Benicio. But then Kate says to them, like, you used me as bait. So I didn't really quite understand what was like this little side thing with Ted. Like, why were they going after him? I don't understand why they would use her as bait to get him.
Well, because he has information on Manuel, right? Because he works for
Oh, yeah.
Manuel.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. It was just fucking coincidental that they met up with him at this bar and that Reggie knows
Yeah,
him.
that is a pretty stretch, but so they get him in the van and he's like beat the fuck up, and Matt's like in the front asking him about stuff and stuff, and he's saying like, oh, I don't know, and then fucking Alejandro just reaches in the back and like, I don't know if he like twists his ear, like
Yeah.
pinches his fucking face, and then they're like, if you don't tell us this information, like, we're gonna kill your daughter, basically. And do they end up killing Ted? I don't think so. At least we don't see.
Yeah, I don't know. But we don't see him again for the rest of the movie.
No. So they're going to the tunnel to try and find what they're looking for. And meanwhile, we see the cop who we've seen throughout the movie. He is the one that is transporting the drugs to this shop at the other end of the tunnel. That's a fucking lot of drugs. I love when they get to the fucking tunnel, the cops, and like the SWAT guys are like so fucking mean to like Kate and Reggie. Like this one guy's like such a dick. He's like, they have like their guns and all their like tactical gear, and then he's like, make sure your fucking safety is on and pointing at the ground. And he's like telling him all the stuff of he's like, stay at the fucking back. It's like, holy fuck, man.
These guys are FBI agents, dude. Like, chill the fuck out.
It's crazy. They got like night vision goggles, and I really liked how this scene was filmed. I wish we could have blown like a little bit more, I think. I just see them going with like their night vision goggles, and you see one guy just have like he pulls a knife, and I love that Denis just like has a camera on this knife for this one shot for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then they turn the night vision goggles on, and like you see the POV of them, and all you hear is like just fucking people getting stabbed to shit. And then the guys walk, and they eventually see like these footprints, and they see like bloody guy, and another bloody guy, and just the guy up ahead with the knife just, fucked them up.
Yeah.
This whole tunnel is like just kind of this huge maze, and there's like shooting going on. Fucking Kate almost gets shot, but then Reggie kind of like steps in, and she's like, she loses her gun at one point, and she ends up getting like turned around, and like she ends up going down a tunnel, a wrong tunnel. And like, if I was Matt and I didn't want her to see this one tunnel, why not tell her to stay with you the entire time so you know that she's with you and not seeing stuff she's not supposed to?
Yeah, exactly. Or at least like tail her, be in close proximity of her.
Unless this was all part of their plan, right? For her to
Yeah.
get to sign, maybe? I don't know. But we see at the one end of the tunnel, we see the cop with all the drugs. He's handing off the drugs to someone. And then all of a sudden, we see Alejandro come in and shoot the one guy who is he was giving the drugs to. And then he ends up, no, he doesn't shoot the cop.
No,
He
like
just takes him
kidnap him.
hostage, ki
Yeah.
kidnaps him. But Kate comes up and she has a gun pointed at Alejandro. And instead of fucking nowhere, Alejandro shoots her like four times. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? But obviously he didn't mean to like hurt her, just shot her in the bulletproof vest.
Yeah, just to basically tell her to fuck off.
Yeah, he's like, don't you ever point a fucking gun at me. And he's like, get your breath back and get the fuck out of here. So he takes the cop and the gun or the car and he books it the fuck out of there. Yeah, what'd you think of this kind of tunnel scene into this scene with Kate and Alejandro?
I liked it, like, and it explains why we see this other cop so often. Because throughout the movie, before the scene, I was like, why do they keep fucking showing this guy? Like, obviously something's going on with him, but
Yeah, there's no
it took
context
us,
really at
yeah,
all.
and like it took us right pretty much to the end of the movie until we found out why.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you had mentioned, the way that the scene was shot and the way like everything was going on around it, it's another one of those really tense scenes where like you know that the action's happening, but you don't really see all of it. And like I feel like this movie is like very true to actual events. Like not anything specific, but like I feel like drug tunnels and shit, like that's a legitimate thing.
Yeah. I mean, same like at the end of the movie, whenever like the mother and daughter are at the soccer game and you hear the gunshots and they
Man, it's
everyone just
intense.
stops and looks around. And I think like Denis just does such a good job of just showing like this is everyday life for a lot of people,
Yeah,
right?
because like the kids are playing soccer and they stop for a second, they look around for like 10 seconds, and then all of a sudden the soccer game's just back up and going again. Like it's just a fucking regular everyday occurrence.
So Reggie and all the everyone gets back outside and they're like, okay, wrapping up, we're leaving. And then Reggie tells Matt, like, hey, like Kate's, where's Kate? And Matt's like, well, I thought she was with you. And he's like, we gotta go back for her. They're like, all right, man, we got one lost one. We're going back in. Then all of a sudden, Kate comes out. She's like, still fucking out of breath. She got shot like four times. And she just goes up to Matt, punches him in the face. And then, like, he immediately, like, grabs her, fucking puts her in a chokehold and, like, shoves her face up against the dirt wall. And he's like, calm down. You have enough. You stop. And then, like, the fucking FBI guys, like, pin down Reggie and, like, they're like threatening him, like, I'll fucking do this right now. Like, they have no problem shooting Reggie, right?
Yeah, it becomes very apparent that they're not on the same team.
No. So she kind of calms down and he lets her up. And I don't know if it's here where he tells her who exactly Alejandro is or what it is, but he's like, he says, you went in a tunnel you weren't supposed to go into, and you saw stuff that you weren't supposed to see. And she asks, like, what is Medellin or whatever it is. And he basically tells her that it's one group who controls the drug trade pretty much between I'm guessing Mexico and the States or the whole country, like the whole world, not the whole world, but like South America and North America, maybe.
Yeah, it's the Medellin cartel. So
Oh, okay. Yeah.
he wants to bring it back to a time where it was a single cartel, whereas it's not like a whole bunch of different families fighting for superiority, right? It was the Medellin cartel. That was it. They were doing the drug trade between Mexico and the States. And it was better for the US government because that gave the US more control. Now, because there's so many different families that are fighting for the drug trade, now the US has less control. Because, like, obviously, all these cartels are against each other, but they're also against the states. So.
Yeah, because Matt says, like, does he say, like, all these fucking kids want to snort this, white stuff. It's still going to keep happening. They're going to keep buying this fucking shit. But we need to have it transported the right way, right? And I forgot to mention, whenever Kate and Reggie go to her boss and they're like, okay, here's this stuff and stuff. And he finally tells them who exactly Matt is and what his team does. They are the guys who go in, cause as much fucking chaos as they can to get their people they're going after to finally confess or get them what they need. Like, they've used all the resources and they don't know what else to do, so they get Matt. And Matt and his team cause as much fucking chaos as they can. With no penalties, like no laws. Well, there's laws, but like they're breaking the law, but it's all thrown under the rug. And he tells her who exactly Alejandro is. He is kind of a ghost, if you will. Like, he will work for whoever he has to get what he wants. And what he wants is El Jefe, who cut off his wife's head and threw his daughter in a vat of acid. And instantly, Kate kind of has this look on her face like, okay, I get why that guy is so dark.
Yeah, because Alejandro used to work for Medellin. And then he was brought in to destroy the Sonora cartel by assassinating their leader. But that obviously backfired.
And then we get into the final scene of the movie. We see Alejandro with the cop. They catch up to Manuel, they pull him over. He ends up killing the cop and shooting Manuel in the leg. And I like that Denis just kept the camera on like the dead cop for like a couple extra seconds just to, we know this guy's background, what he has back home, like he has a family, he's just seems like a nice guy, honestly, but just got caught up in their own stuff. So he's taking him. I like whenever Alejandro has like the gun to Manuel's head and he's like, I'm El Jefe. And then Alejandro's like, yeah, I want this El Jefe to take me to his El Jefe. But yeah, what'd you think of this final scene of Alejandro finishing his business?
Man, it's brutal. So, yeah, he gets to the gate where there's guards, kills all the guards, sneaks in, kills a couple more guards inside the house, and he's like kind of walking through the kitchen area, and one of the maids is standing there, and he just leaves her alone, but she's like frozen, like she's a fucking statue in this kitchen. And then he has to, they're eating in like this outside kitchen dining area kind of thing. So he has to sneak across the lawn, and it's Alcarcion, his wife, and their two sons, and they're sitting at this table. And he sits down. He's like, "Enjoy your meal, like finish your meal." And he said, "Can your kids speak English?" And Alcarcion says, "No." And he goes, "Okay, well, this is how we're going to communicate then." And they start talking in English. And the kids are just like visibly scared. The wife's crying. And then he tells them, he's like, "Keep eating, like finish your food." And then Alejandro brings up about his family, his wife and his daughter, and everything that happened. And then Alcarcion was like, "Don't do it in front of my boys." And then just boom, 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 kills the wife and two kids. And I'm just like, Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like he is getting his revenge for sure. And he leaves Alcarcion alive to witness all this shit. I'm like, you're a
Yeah.
fucking bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Because, like, I love that he's talking to Alcarcion. He basically says, like, you've killed your whole life, just innocent families.
Yeah.
Alcarcion is like, it's just part of my job.
He says, "Do you think the people you work for are any better?"
Oh, yeah.
And
And
Alejandro's like,
then,
"Tell that to my wife and daughter." And I was like, "Oh
yeah, he's like, tell that to my
shit."
wife. And then Cardassian was like, oh, like, it's nothing personal. And then Alejandro says, in my daughter. And then, like, the camera pans to the wife. And as soon as he says daughter, she just has this look like, we're dead. And it's like, she knows that probably something like this could happen. But, like, she may also, like, kind of be forced into this relationship. Where that this relationship as well, because
Oh
like
yeah, of
she's so
course.
powerful, right? But like, as soon as he says daughter, she just had this sad look, like, fuck.
We're all gonna die.
Then he says, it's nothing personal. And then he says, it is personal to me. And then just like you said, so fucking quick, boom, boom, boom,
Yeah.
dead. And he's like, no, finish eating your meal. And then and he fucking shoots him twice, and yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it was intense.
And then the next day, Kate is at home. She's on the balcony. All of a sudden, you hear someone say, "I wouldn't be hanging out on balconies these days." And she goes in, and there's Alejandro. But I think Benicio is so fucking good in this movie.
Man, he's good in every movie.
I
He
know,
is
but
such
like,
a good actor.
but she's like still kind of like beaten up, and she's like clearly scared and scarred from all this. And he kisses her down, and he's like in his like not tackle gear, but he has a gun and stuff, and he has this paper, and he's like, "I want you to sign this paper saying everything was done by the book." And she looks at it, and she's like crying, and she's shaking, and she's like, "I can't sign this." And then he's like still like patient with her, and he's like, sign it. He's like crying. She's like, I can't. And she's like bawling. He like grabs her, is like consoling her. And you think he's like consoling her, then obviously that gun go up to her fucking head.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you don't sign it, you're gonna be committing suicide. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause he had it up underneath her chin. It's like, fuck.
And she ends up signing it, obviously, saying it was all done by the book. Takes apart the gun, which I don't understand why he did, but leaves it, and he's walking inside, and she gets the gun, puts it together, and goes on the balcony and points the gun at him. He just turns around, is kind of like staring
Staring
at
at
her,
her.
and especially she puts the gun down.
I thought she was gonna shoot him.
Yeah. Oh, and he does tell her in the house, like, you should move to a small town, because this town that they're in, or city, is run by wolves now.
Yeah, and you're not a wolf.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then the scene that we already mentioned, that he had planned soccer. Anything else?
No, I don't think so. Have you, do your thing first.
That's the way the bullets fly.
Have you watched the sequel?
I haven't, no.
Oh, me
Have
either.
you? No.
No. I want to know if
It's
it's like a direct continuation of this or.
I think it is, because it has the same actors minus Emily Blunt
Okay.
and Brolin, I think. But it's not directed by Denis, though.
No, it's not. She was supposed to have a nude scene in this movie, but she refused to do it.
No, really.
Yeah, I think it was probably the scene with Ted.
Oh yeah, Josh Brolin is in the sequel.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And Del Toro was too?
And the guy that played Steve.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I think it's on Paramount as well.
Probably.
Right, how'd you rate this movie?
I still gave it a good score, but I was kind of disappointed by the movie, honestly.
What?
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's hyped up too much. I give it a 4 to 5, which is a good score.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
But like, I think I was wanting to love it. I do think I will rewatch it again within the next couple months, just because like kind of like pick up on new things and kind of understand kind of the plot, some like lost points in the movie, I think that kind of like fell over my head or I just like couldn't quite understand. But I mean, this is Denis movie, man. Like you said, the cinematography is fantastic. The acting is great. The action set pieces are done really well. Just like a quality standpoint, like this is probably like a 10 out of 10, honestly. But the story just kind of, there's a lot of plot holes. And yeah, so 4 out of 5.
Okay.
What about you?
I gave it a 4.5. So it like keeps you on the edge of your seat throughout the entire movie. Like right from the fucking beginning, we start off with like a big action sequence and a whole bunch of shit going on. And like it obviously it slows down quite a bit and it becomes more story driven after that and more of a dramatic movie than an action movie. But I don't know, like I've always been a fan of like these drug cartel movies. I find them super interesting and I feel like this one is a lot more realistic than a lot of them. So, I don't know, it just kind of tickles my fancy, I guess.
I think we need more Reggie Wayne in this movie.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Daniel Kaluuya is amazing. But like there's so many different twists and turns and shit in this movie, and like you never know who's the good guy, like who's on the good side besides Emily Blunt
And
in this
Reggie.
and Reggie. Yeah, like you think that Matt and Alejandro are, and then they start doing shit and you're just like, oh no, you're not at all. But yeah, like the cinematography is incredible. I love the different styles of filming that we have in this movie. Like there's a whole bunch of different styles and different camera angles and whatnot. And yeah, it's an all-star cast too. Like everyone did an amazing job. So 4.5 for me.
Nice.
Okay. You guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus. Led by outstanding work from Emily Blunt and Benicio del Toro, Sicario is a taut, tightly wound thriller with much more on its mind than attention-getting set pieces. So, based on that, what do you think the critics?
I'm not going to cheat this time. I already know. I saw what it was. So, 92.
It was a 92. So, yeah, 92 on 279 reviews and an average score of 8.1 out of 10. Audience score was an 85% on 50,000 ratings and an average score of 4 out of 5 or an 8 out of 10. So very highly regarded by the critics.
Letterboxd has a 4.0 as same as my score. John gave it a 4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 5 out of 5. Jensen gave it a 4 out of 5. Screaming Cinema, 4 out of 5. That's it.
Are you sure this time?
I think the sequel has like a 64 or 65%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes. I saw.
Still not terrible then. Not great, but all right, cool. It is time for our
Cunning Stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I mean, as much as I want to give it a higher score because like the way they were filmed was fantastic, but like I don't know, nothing really crazy for me. Like I'll say like a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Favorite stunt? Probably the guy getting blown the fuck up by the shed.
Okay.
The guy lost an arm for Christ's sakes.
That's yeah, that's a fair
Hope he
point.
had good workers comp. And stunt I would like to try. I would fucking love to put on some fucking night vision goggles and run through and try to get my way to that tunnel.
Yeah.
Do I end up at the right way with fucking Reggie? Or do we end up with Kate and just see some shit I'm not supposed to and get shot 4 times? So,
That'd be a sick like paintball type thing. Like do it at night and get night vision goggles. Ah, oh, That'd be fun. My stunt rating, I gave it a 4 out of 10. That like it's not necessarily a stunt driven movie, but the action sequences and like the cop scenes seem to be like pretty legit. I don't know. It just seems like they actually maybe trained with actual SWAT teams and shit. My favorite stunt, I said the highway scene where they blast the two cars of the fucking
That's a good one.
gangsters. I don't know. It's not like really a stunt or anything. It was just a, I don't know, kind of a cool scene.
That's good.
And stunt I would want to try, the opening scene when they bust into that house.
Yeah.
I always think like
Would you want to be one of the guys that that has no gun, but he's like the guy that has the
battering ram.
the battering ram?
I don't know, like both sides would be fun. I just like I always think that those scenes would be fun to do. Just like busting into a house, having to check all the rooms and shit. Like as an actor, when you know you don't actually have a risk of like actually dying.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it'd be
exactly.
fun to do it in real life, but
Like, get your adrenaline going.
fucking right. Yeah. So yeah, not like a super action-y movie, but it had enough in there and it had an action tag on IMDb.
That's fair.
All right. So I was looking through our episodes and I realized that we've never done a war movie.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we had.
Oh, okay.
I guess our closest one would be like The Rock.
Yeah. Like,
That's
gas, technically.
yeah, because yeah, they
War on
really.
America.
What's that?
War on America.
Yeah, like
Guess
we've
The
never
Rock
done
is.
like a like an actual war
True
movies.
war movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I picked 1917.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for a movie title after 1917. I was like,
Yeah,
whoa, okay, a war
it's
movie from that back then. I don't think there
a
was any
really
wars.
old.
Nice. Sick, actually. I'm really excited to talk about this movie.
I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God.
Yeah. Our buddy Alan, it's his like one of his favorite movies, and
I remember when the 4K got came out and he watched it.
he watched
Like,
it 4 times in a 4 day span.
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Nuts.
I think I've seen it 3 times, maybe.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is gonna be a first time watch for me.
Shit.
And it's one I've always wanted to watch. I've just never
Yeah.
gotten around to it.
Shit, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, me as well. All right. In the meantime, you guys can catch us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Feel free to shoot us a message if you want to chat, if you want to collaborate, if you want to suggest a movie, whatever. Our DMs are always open.
Yep. Cool.
All right.
All right, well, talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
Bye.